In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, we celebrate the feast of the triumphal entry of the Lord into Jerusalem. And it is not only a part of the history or the tradition that we celebrate the Lord today as a king entering Jerusalem. Actually, this feast is a living feast. We celebrate it for ourselves. We celebrate the Lord as king over us. Our joy today comes from this point. After we passed into this journey of repentance through the great fast, we declare today and we renew our vows to the Lord to accept him as king over our houses, our hearts, our church, and everything in our life would glorify our king. And the Lord in his reign is different than any other king. Let us go today and see him as a king and compare him to other kings and see how he is different. First of all, our king reigns to free his people, not like any other king who might enslave others or rule over them and exercise authority over his people. On the contrary, our Lord reigns to free us. Those people who accept the Lord reign over them are free people. And they do this also to be more free. Something we have always to remember and to believe. There is no freedom away from the Lord King Christ. If we try to search for our liberty away from him, we will find ourselves trapped into being slaves to the enemy, to Satan, to the world. There is no one away of him can claim that he is free. The Lord in his mission, when he came, he first came to us to declare to us this. He said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Who are the captives? They are all of us. We were captive in our sins, the bondage of our sins. He came to proclaim liberty. And he said to us in the Gospel of St. John, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Who is the truth? The truth is the Lord Christ. He said about himself, I am the truth. So today, first of all, always remember this. He came to free us. When we accept him as king over our lives, actually, we are to be freed by him, not to be enslaved to him. Secondly, how our Lord is different, our king is different than all the other kings in the world. He is the servant king. Whomever before saw a king that would go and wash the feet of his people? Never happened before. Who is doing this? Our Lord God. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. This is something very unique about him, very different about him. He came to serve. Those of us who are willing to accept him and go after him, they have to acquire the same attitude and mindset. We are not to be served by others, but rather to serve. As our King did to us, we should also be doing to each other. Another thing how our King is different than all the other kings is that his kingdom is not of this world. He proclaimed it very clearly in many instances. One of them is just at the time of his trial before Pontius Pilate. He answered him saying, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now my kingdom is not from here. What is the significance of this? We all know that he is not a kingdom, an earthly one. That's why the Jews people stumbled in him. They were expecting the Messiah to come and make them to rule over nations. But he proclaimed it and he made it very clear, my kingdom is not from this world. If we think that by following him, we will rule over the world, then we are deceived. If by thinking that when we accept the Lord Christ upon our lives, then our lives will change to become something like everything will go easy, and then this world will be subdued under our feet, then we are deceived from the enemy. We should not be thinking of him as only a source of blessing. When God, you are going to give me this and this. I went to the church, I celebrated you, and I accepted you as a king. What are you going to do for me in return? Like one time, the disciples themselves, they were like deceived with this at the beginning of their discipleship. They asked him about somebody to be on his right hand, one his left hand. They were thinking of being like earthly kings like him. Our Lord and his kingdom is not from this world. Don't follow him in order to make you rule over this world or to have the blessings of this world. He will bless you, he will make you satisfied, he will fill your heart with peace. But meanwhile, he is not a king from this world. His kingdom is not from here. Number four, our Lord reigns with meekness and justice. Today, we see him, and Zechariah in the Old Testament saw him like 600 years before he came to Jerusalem. He said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. He is meek and he is just." Our Lord rules with meekness. He is not going to invade our lives. He is not going to intrude himself to us against our will. You will never find the Lord pushing himself upon you unless you will accept him peacefully. With a free will, you are really welcoming him, he will just depart from you. He said that I am standing on the door knocking. He is not going to turn the lock and go inside. He can, but he refrains from doing this. He rules over his people with meekness and justice. If you want him to rule over you, you have to accept him. You have to welcome him. You have to make him feel all the time welcomed in your house, in your life. We pray not only to communicate with our Creator, but also to tell him in our houses, you are welcomed as a guest. I wanted to tell you so, and I want to assure that here in my house, you have a place to find rest. We read the Bible not only to know, and not only because it's the light for our path, but meanwhile, we read it also to welcome the guest and make him know that we are welcoming him talking to us. He is meek and he is just. He will never intrude your life. You have to welcome him. You have to make him feel that he is welcomed in your life. What else different between the reign of our Lord and the reign of all other kings? He delivered his people with his blood. The kings, the rulers of the world, they send their armies. They stay in wherever they are, and they send their armies, and they speak about that our heart is broken because our troops or our soldiers are fighting. Just like that. But our king rules differently. He saved his people with his own blood. Whoever did it, no one, and no one is going to do it again as well. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. St. Paul is speaking to the bishops in Ephesus. To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. This church, not the building, it is all of us. All of us were purchased with a price. You have to know this. Our Lord, he purchased us with his blood. But meanwhile, after he did this, and he freed us with doing that, he did not force himself that you have to obey and follow him. He still leave you to follow him, as if one came and delivered us out and broke the walls of a prison. But he leaves you to choose. You can go after him free, rejoicing, or you can stay in your prison without walls. You are just enslaving yourself to the old sins and the old bondage. He delivered his people with his blood. Who else can we think of loved us that much? He delivered us with his blood. The last point, our Lord reigned is different because he reigned on a wood. Psalm 96 verse 10 speaks about him ruling and reigning over a wood. That's why he is requesting that whoever accept him as a king would follow him carrying the wood as well. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. This king who is meek and just, who freed us, who purchased us with his blood, if you want to follow him, the only request from you is to carry your cross. And carrying your cross is something we do it every day. It is not a symbolic thing, just we have a necklace and we say, I'm carrying a cross. Or we just come to the church and make the sign of the cross in haste, and then we say we are carrying our cross. It is something we take it over our shoulders every single day. And we go after him sincerely, with immovable heart, knowing there is no other way I can follow my King and my God except by carrying a cross. Always remember him so. That's why in the church, usually we have the cross before all of us over here, the altar, to remind us this is his throne. This is what he purchased us with, and this is what he is requesting us to follow him. We every day we make decisions, either to carry this cross or to put it aside. If you want to follow him, then there is no other way. Carry your cross and follow him. If you put your cross aside and you assume that you are following him, you are deceived. You are already the wide gate and you do not know that. So today we celebrate our Lord the God, the King, not the King of Israel only, but our kings as well. His reign is different than all other kings. That's why we love him more than we love anyone else. In his reign, he reigns to free his people. He is the servant king. His kingdom is not of this world. He reigns with meekness and justice. He delivered his people with his blood, and he reigned on a wood. Glory be to him forever and ever. Amen.